This week's parsha in Parsha Vayetzei. It starts off Yaakov Avinu that says, "V'chol asher titen li aser asrenu l'chol." Anything that Kodesh Baruch Hu will give me, I'll give ma'aser from it. In last week's parsha in Parsha Toldos, it says that Yitzchok Avinu, he did Me'ah Sha'arim. He evaluated how much his fields were worth, how much he gained. Was the Me'ah Sha'arim 100 times. Says Rashi, why? Because Yitzchok Avinu, he wanted to give ma'aser. He evaluated how much his fields were to give ma'aser. By Avraham Avinu, it says in the Parshas Lech Lecha that after he beat the four Malachim, so it says he gave ma'aser mekol, gave ma'aser from everything to Malki Tzedek to give ma'aser. So we see Say Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov are all of us that gave ma'aser. Do we have, what's our responsibility, what's our gedorim to give ma'aser? So the man is there. So first, Tosfos in Tainus and Aftes and Aleph, he brings down the pasuk in the A. It brings down the free. Brings down the pasuk in the A that says, "Aser to aser, as kol tfuas are echov, a yitzah todo shana shana." A person has a chiyuv to give ma'aser from his tfuah, whatever comes out of his field every year. The chiyuv ma'aser in the Torah is from tfuah. What about stam businesses? So the Sefri says, "Ainli el tfuas are echov, shechay b'ma'aser." Ribbis upragmatio b'chol shar v'ochem minayim. How do you know if you lend with money to ribbis to goy and you get profits, or that you stam you worked in the office and you did pragmatio, you did business master matin, or stam any reva who says you have to give ma'aser? Says the Sefri tamaloyma es kol. Says the word kol that motzi lemeima es tulatcha my kol. The rabbi is ribbis upragmatio chol davar marviach. So says the Sefri that lav dafka de tfuah. But even any business, a person should give ma'aser. Now, how far is this chiv, this pasuk, drabon, deraiso, stam, minig? So, the Rav Impeyo, Imperik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, he seems to say the chiv of ma'aser on all your revochim is the chiv deraiso. He argues and says the Sefri is a smach to Baalmo and it's only din Rabbanon. So we have the Rav Mishnayis says the Raiso, we have the Noda Behuda says the inner Maisa is only Rabbanon. Says the Bach and Simon Shinlam and Aleph is loy min Atoyo, v'loy min Rabbanon. The inner Maisa is not min Atoyo, it's not min Rabbanon. It's a minig Baalmo, it's only in Hoga Toivo, but it's not min Rabbanon, not the Raiso. That's how Raif Paiskin Paskin like that it's not. The rice is not your abundance, only a minik. Therefore, that's the Neshua, Shalom Chuvus, Neshua Paskins, the Chavas Yor, the Shavas Yaakov, the Yavis, the Chsam Seifo, the Rachashulchon, the Meshav Dova, Shuv Mehava, Yudha Yala, Chavit Chaim and Avitz Chesed, the Chaim Kineskin, the Rechamuno, the Oid, the all Paskins, the Roiv, Paskim all that is only a minik to Toiv of Alma. That means anyone who gives Meister, there's no Chiv. Avad, a person says in the Shulchan Aruch, Nirdei Tim Reshim Tes, that if you're mitzvah in a mokko to give a chaymish, and if you're an odom beinani, you should give only a mice, to give meiser, it's enough, and but a ayin ro to give less than meiser. However, that's only again what a person should do. However, it's only an hoga toivo. However, what is the chiyuv? The chiyuv says in Shulchan Aruch, a person has to give l'chol apachos shlish shekel l'shana, a third of a shekel a year. How much is a third of a shekel? So some of the article he makes a cheshbon, it's 84 cents. 84 cents is the chiyuv a person has to give every year. So all the savings are 10 shkolim, but I think whatever the image stalker says, 84 cents, that's the chiyuv. More than that is an hoga toiv ba'almo, and the person should do it, and it's the right thing to do, and you get kamal skulis, aser to aser, aser to b'shvil chadish asher, you get very rich from it. However, the chiyuv is only a third of a shekel. However, Zakhtar Chsam Seifer, a person, when he does an hoga toiv, if he does it one time, he has a mind to do it forever, or he does it three times, the loch is an hoga toivo turns into a nether. So even though people want to say it's an hoga toivo, it's a minig ba'alma, however it's more chomer than a derabanan. Why? Because an hoga toivo, you do it three times, turns into a derisive nether. Therefore, therefore the Chavetz Chaim in Avitz Chesed, the Chavetz Beis, he has a sefer on Chesed, and in there he has a couple of chapters, prokim on Meiser, on Tzedakah, and there he says, he writes, Aleph, Rishon Lakol, first thing, say Beli Neder. Before you give Meiser, before you do anything, before you get involved with derisives or problems, say Beli Neder. Everyone here should say, before they give Meiser, say Beli Neder. Watch, because once they don't say Beli Neder, you get problems with derisives, and maybe after you machmer, you have kamachumas upon yourself. First thing you say Beli Neder, that's Aleph. That's also come to bring down the Chamuna or others say the first thing you do, say Beli Neder before you give Meiser. Let's say you did not say Beli Neder, like you're asking, and you were giving Meiser and you thought you had to give Meiser, thought there's a Chiv. So So then the loch is like the Shach says in Yodeh Simon Reish Yudalad, the loch of Meiser, the loch of a neder is, if you thought you have a chiv to do it and there is no chiv, Betim is only an Hogatoy Ba'alma, that's a Kabbalah Betois, and you don't have to be Mata Neder, and it's also not a neder. So again, that same person, anyone over here, if you feel you had a chiv, Erechlam is not a neder, and again, he's shapely neder from now on. Let's say you thought it was an Hoga and you were knowing that way, and you don't want to keep being knowing that way, does the Ataris Nadarim and Erev Roshana help? So the Amar in the Simon Rishud Aleph says, Ataris Nadarim that we make Erev Roshana or Kol Nidre, Betim should not help. We machmer that does not help. However, it says in Shlomo Zalman, in Minchas Shloimeh, in Simon Tzadik Aleph, and the Beis Chaim Zonnefeld, in Simon Chaim, and the Derech Hamuna, they say that whole Indian, the Amar says, that Ataris Nadarim does not help, that's only things you say bepeh. You say straight out, I'm making a neder for this and this, that Ataris Nadarim does not help. However, things you do al pi anhogo that you do not say the pen mamish, says Shlomo Zalman and the Beit Chaim Zonnefeld and Chaim Knievsky, it does help the Taras Adorim that the etim you should say pli neder, but if you don't say pli neder by tzok in echami, it would help the Taras Adorim. Fine, that's first aleph. Again, it's an hogo toy ba'almo. If a person should say pli neder, does not say pli neder, there's a problem of the hokus nadorim. Now, from what do you have to give tzokah from? So let's say everyone here in the room. Well, not everyone here, the parents are being mafanis them, they're giving them money, tzedakah, or it's not tzedakah, some nechosim, or tzedakim, they mean doing a taiva, letting you sing and learn. Do you have to give maaser from that? Or not? So first, let's say some person, the person gives you money and says, I do not want you to give maaser. Can a person give you money, matana, here's a $100 present, do whatever you want except for maaser. So in Chosh Mishpah, the Simon Reish from Aleph, it says, you have to listen to what a person says. Gives you matono, it's also l'shanes debrua. You can't change what he says. And therefore, the sefer tzedakah mishpat and perikay rabloi paskins that if someone says it for meiser, who it in? He gives you money on condition you don't give meiser. You cannot give meiser. You cannot. Why? Because that's his rotten, and he can make any condition he wants. Now that background, the person can make any condition. That means who are you doing, your father? If you ask your father, can I give meiser? And he says no, it's also gomer to give meiser, even if it's gzeila. Pause. So therefore, what is the best thing to do? The best thing, as of Shtun Lachais and Truvus on August, Chalikimu, ask him. First thing you should do, you get money, don't get involved with the list of the Reis, or Sigzel, or the Maila Meister, what exactly you should do, ask him, do you let me give Meister or not? If you don't let me give, you're not allowed to give. If he does let you, a body allowed to. Do you have to, that's something else. But the first thing a person should do is find out, ask your father, do you let me give Meister, or do you not let me give Meister? Now let's say, you did not ask your father. What's the assumption? What do we assume a person can do or should do? So first, if your father gives you money for set things, he gives you money for your dear expenses and to eat some of the supper because you know the shiva's food is not good for supper. That's what he's giving you for set things, giving you for the deal, for the bills, for zehu. Then Rav Shtumach writes and some Zalman Paskins that you cannot give meister. When they give you something set, the set objects, it's understood he's giving you for that thing and nothing else. And therefore, when he gives you for set things, in a chlam, he cannot give meiser. Why? Because it's a dasa noisen. He's giving you for this, and not for tzedakah. It's as if he said before. However, let's say he gives you money and says you can do whatever you want with it. A lot of people, he gives you $300 a month, do whatever you want. You want, you can go buy anything you want, deal or bills, whatever you want to do with it. You buy cigarettes with it, people do whatever they want with it. What can you do with the money in that case? Is it chiyah meiser not? So then there's a machloikis. In the Kovitz Ashuvas, the Chelik Beis Simla Medzayin, Obiyashu Paskins, that since every person of Etzim, the kids of Etzim are a din of Ani, because they don't have their own Nechosim, the Loch is in Yerdei and the Simon Rishon and Aleph, the Gimel, the Amor Paskins, the Panis Atzma, you go first. Ab Sadaka, you go first. Therefore, do you have to give Maaser not? No, you go first. What you do, separate maybe 10% and keep it for yourself, because you don't have money to live that whole year. Your father decides today not to give you, you'll be stuck the whole year, you have no way to live. The Imam says, Obiyashiv, a person, even if your father says, do whatever you want with it, the Meister, you can keep it. He has no Chiyav Meister. If it gives Meister, not even this, not even this Gzeilo, there's no Chiyav to give. Rav Sternbach and Rav Shlomo Zalman say no. Once your father says, he lets you do whatever you want with it, he says you can spend on anything you want, you nichol and din Meister like any other person. So the Machloek is again, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Sternbach verse, Obiyashiv, what exactly is the Chiyav? Well, there is no Chiyav to give Meister on a person when his father says do whatever you want with it. But the father has no issur to give meiser from it. It could be maybe the...
How about the investment if he had a credit card? And he takes whatever he wants from it.
Right, so...
Investing doesn't make whatever he wants, but that also being changed.
Well, very few fathers let you have an unlimited account.
And you're not getting it at the end of time.
Yeah, but he's telling you can for your truck. If he tells you pay the bills, pay your dealer, he very rarely do he let you do whatever you want with it. If he does, then I think he wouldn't mind getting like give my soul. So, but again, the best thing is always to ask your father. Ask him. You ask your father. Everyone goes make a phone call. Can't keep it all day. You ask him. What do you want me to do? If he says no, don't give my soul. He says yeah, Rav, you can. If he even asks something else, but the Rav, you should ask him.
This is on the one that
said there is a chiv,
right? Or
some machlokes.
Some machlokes
and which
chiv? Yeah,
if he gives you money and says there's something set, a set thing to spend money on. If it's not set, there's machlokes.
It's only according to the mandam that says there's a chiv.
No, that's the nechum geder meiser. If you're not that chiv meiser, then the hoker of meiser. That means you want the milus of meiser. Let's say you want the asad asa, you want to get rich. Whatever, the milus of meiser. Don't have the milus. No, there's no chiv. He goes first.
Some fathers give the money.
He's loaded
out of his mind, but he's
probably
the man.
Who's loaded?
The kid.
The dinner, he goes first.
The father gives us whatever he wants.
So, yeah, then he has it in mind, sir. Yeah, the body has it in mind.
That's the story.
Yeah. The could be the is by a person, child. If you know your father's going to give you, that's him. You know he will. Some machlokes in yeshiva. Let's say the yeshiva gives you every month, they give you 2,000 shekels. So, the Be'etzim, they don't have to give you. One month they can stop giving you. Are you only right now? Be'etzim, they're going to support you all year, but they have no chiv to support you. So, Derech Emuna, Rav Chaim Knievsky Paskins, since they can stop any moment, right now you're an oni. I think they support you all year. So what? They have no chiv to support you. Rav Shurmach, he quotes Rav Chaim Knievsky and he argues with him. He says, Maisa, they give you every single month a check. And every month they do, they might not have a chiv. Maisa, since they will give it to you, you're not going to get it oni. Could be so, but she talks to the Machlokes. Shurmach holds, once you can get it the whole year, your parents can always support you. Whether they have to or not, since they're going to, maybe there's no chiyuv to give there is a chiyuv to give ma'isa, because the etzim you're not an oni. Chaim Knievsky says the ma'isa have no chiyuv, so the etzim you are an oni. Who is telling that machlokes? Now, when a person, let's say, he is giving ma'isa, either because his father tells him he can, or whether he thinks he has to, from what do you have to give ma'isa from? So most you get a present, let's say someone buys you a physical object. So you get married, you get svarim, we get dishes, or I don't know, pots, pans. Do you have to give ma'isa from objects? Only ma'isa for money. Only like, people give you a present, $100, you have to give ma'isa from that. So, the Master Klein, Diane Fisher, Brian Kotler, Shlomo Zalman, they all paskin, when you get an object, you have to give ma'isa from it. Get an object. That means you, by chafsa, you get objects, you have to give ma'isa from it. Well, Marshall, let's say you get married to a Israeli girl, and so they buy you a deal, a deal is worth $200,000, do you have to give ma'isa from that? So, Shlomo Zalman, yeah, you have to give ma'isa. You have to give $20,000. How you do that? You don't have the money. So Shlomo Zalman, math, little, slowly by slowly, over the next couple of years, you have to give ma'aser. Why the doctor money? Anything you get, you have to evaluate it. I know a person in Lakewood, that after his chasna, he had all these presents, he called up every store to find out how much everything was worth, to find out, 10%. He wanted to know exactly everything it was, and give ma'aser on it.
Exactly,
how much you paid for it. So there's machlokes in this mathematical shita, is it how much is worth to you, how much is worth to itself, machlokes is exactly how you evaluate it. Together. So you take it and 10% from that. No, you don't know. You have to find out how much it costs. You don't know. There is a sheet that says you have to give exactly 10% if you want the milus. This is wrote down in Poskim. They should mamas do exactly 10% and then they want to give more, give more. If you want to chaim, do 10% and then another 10%. Or you do 10% and then give more. This is a milus doing exactly 10. That's the Chumash Kishita. However, on the other side is the Chasnish, the Stifler, the Yaakov Netzky, the Chaim Kanevsky, the Avotan Chelakei, Yad Halevi, Yosef Oimis. They passed the other way around that the only time you have a chiv to give ma'isa is for money, which I think is more makubal and psak. That the Olam seems the only thing is, when you get a present, the money you have to give, chveitzim, objects you get, you do not have to give ma'isa on. The Svar that bring down from the Chasnish, similar to the Svar beforehand, is that when a person gives you an object, he wants you to use the object. He does not want you to give ma'aser off of it. So he's giving to you on the das. He's giving you the chayfets on the das that you don't give ma'aser because he wants you to have the whole deal, $200,000. He doesn't want you to take off 10% of the deal and give it away. He's giving you to use the whole object. Or he just gives you a set of dishes. He doesn't want you to take 10% of the dishes and give it away. He's giving you as for the whole object.
Oh,
so. Let's say someone gives you money, $100 to buy something set. He wants you to buy a sperm with $100. They give you a present, a baby present, to buy an outfit with it. Do you have to give ma'aser from that or not? So Chazanish says, yes, then you do. Why? Because a person does not mind you take off the money 10%. That's what he says. People don't mind. That's mitzvahs. People don't mind. If you give money and then you take off, people don't mind. But the object itself, people do mind. The Yashiv has brought down that he says even if a person gives you money, they still mind. If he gives you money for something specific, take the money and buy an outfit, says the Yashiv, still you cannot take off ma'aser from that money. You can't do it. Why? Because again, it seems to me like it's been good. I'm giving it to you because I want to buy a present. I want you to have something in mind named Ma'aser Chos, right?
So you're having that. Now you have to give.
No, I give you money. I give you, and again, like you said before, I give you money, but tonight, any tonight I want. I'm giving tonight, you don't take Ma'aser from it. I want this for that. I want you to give this. I want this
present. Then you give it off tonight.
It's understood. People, it's understood, yes. So understand, when I give you a deal, I do not want you to take off 10%, take off a cover deal and give it away. No one wants that.
You're not going to give away.
You're doing something else, but I want you to use it. That's the Svarim Makilim, the Svarim Machmim. No, Maisa, what you're saying. Maisa, let's say someone gives you money, and let's say he gives you $200,000, he sure gives you $200,000 to buy a deal. So he's giving you money, straight money, so you have to take off Maisa. So then the Chazanish gives you an eight and says, have mind not to be clean of the money. Do not take the money. Take the money and says, I'm not cleaning it. I'm buying it for the Maisin. Buy the thing for the Maisin, then you're getting an object, and then once you get the object, you have no chiyuv to give Maisa. That someone was willing to risk, and he asked the Chazanish, I'm willing to risk, and they give you a shul, they give you food to eat and to sleep. Do I have to give Maisa from that? Or not? So he says, same thing, have a mind when they give you money and risk, that you should not, the money is not yours. Don't take the money and buy food with it, or whatever you pay for the dira. Take the money, and then the nation is giving you the object. Once he's giving you the object, they have no more chiv anymore, no more Indian of giving ma'aser.
He's only giving it to that purpose.
What?
He's only giving it to that purpose.
For eating or drinking.
For
no, because again, the story is when people give you money, they don't mind you take off a little bit for ma'aser. That's what Chazanish says, that's to be. They don't mind. But once you get an object, people do mind. So once he's making a way, he's giving you an object. Now that's what to give ma'aser from. Now, who do you give to? So, lalocha, the kama lalocha, the kedimas, who you should give to. Lalocha is you can give to anyone you want. Tevis anor is up to the baal. The baal can give whoever he wants. The ar kedimas, that first karev should go, then tamachachim, then an ani goes. Or the kedimas in maestas, in the yeshivas, the first yeshiva goes, or a sick person, and then goes basic knesses, and then goes an ani. In Shulchan Aruch it says first yeshiva goes before an ani, even though people think it's easier, an ani goes first, yeshiva, Talmud Torah goes first. Those Indian kedimas, you have to exactly how much and who to give, you should ask your Rav. But another shiloh, when you do take your money and give ma'aser, can you take the money and do with it mitzvahs? Can you take the money and mekayim mitzvahs with it? The marshal, can you take the money and buy a svarim? Can you take the money and buy an esrog, buy tefillin, buy aliyahs, give it to a mikvah? Or is the doctor, no, it's only for Torah, it's only for aniyim. Torah vada, that's the first thing. Torah again is the number one religious give, and then you should give base knesses and aniyim. What about mitzvahs? Can you give money for mitzvahs? So first, things that are chiyuvin the person has to do, it's also to give for ma'aser money. You have a chiyuv of ma'aser tefillin or esrog, you cannot take your ma'aser money and buy tefillin or buy an esrog. Because that's your chiyuv, and the money is supposed to go to aniyim, or it's supposed to go to a milo, and ma'aser, you're taking it for your own, you're using it for yourself. Oh, so mahud is machloikis, and the place you say to be machma. Or mahud is the esrog, same thing. It's machloikis, say to be machma. That's a separate. In a chalam, a good shayla. But the mitzvah itself, the tefillin of the esrog, the ikke chiyuv, that avadi, you should not take from your ma'aser money. Marshal, another mitzvah, that even the mitzvah itself is a moment, like matanis lev yoinim on Purim, that the mitzvah is to give money to an ani, also says the Mishabura in Tov Reish Tzadik Dalit, that a person should not give from his ma'aser money, he's not allowed to, because again, it's his chiyuv. Once you mekayem the chiyuv matanis lev yoinim, you can give more from your tzedakah. But the first ani that you give, you have to give from, you have to give from not your ma'aser money, from your chiyuvim. Or another thing is things that are not really chiyuvim, but people make it upon themselves a chiyuv. The mashal kaparis. Kaparis in Yom Kippur, everyone does kvam kubal and klai yisol, either with the chicken or with money, but everyone does it. That, even though it's not a chiyuv, but since it's kubal and klai yisol, things are considered as if they are chiyuvim, and if not, again, you cannot give for ma'aser money. So again, number one, if it's a chiyuv, you can't give. Now let's say it's the mitzvah kiyumis. Like the mashal, you want to buy an aliyah from a shul. So let's say first, when you buy leaf in the shul and you do not have in mind to use meister money, so now the chiv to give money to the shul is a chiv already. So if you don't have a mind when you mechayiv yourself to give for meister money, again it's difficult to get a chiv, and you cannot give from your meister money. So the only time you can give from your meister money on kiyumis is something that you will not mechayiv yourself yet. That means when you make your bid for three shekels of the street block for your aliyah, you have to have a mind to use meister money. So the couple call. First of all, has to be miskiyumis that we're not mechayiv yet. That's rule number one. Rule number two is for Chavetz Chaim Paskin and others Paskin that you must when you first gave tzedakah in the beginning, you have to say b'tnai that my money is not only for aniyim, it's also for mitzvahs. You have to say the tnai. You should say right now that from now on in the future, all my money that I'm being mafish for meister is what is also for mitzvahs. If you don't say this tnai, you can never use it for mitzvahs. You have to say this tnai. A third rule is that you have to be that you don't have money to do the mitzvah. That means you will not do the mitzvah without the meister money. You won't do the mitzvah, l'marshal. You won't, give $5,000 to a mikvah. You won't give the money to the mikvah if you don't have it. Then you can use your meister money. So again, the three klolim. First of all, the mitzvah kiyumis. Second of all, it has to be the shas meister. You have the money to use meister money. And third is that a person who does not have the money to be kind of the mitzvah, you will not be kind of the mitzvah any other way without using his meister money. Those are basically the gedom when you can use the meister money. So therefore, the current svar, the marshal, let's say you want to use meister money to buy svarim. If you use meister money to buy svarim, so again, you have three columns. First you make a tnai in the beginning before you gave stock, you say I'm going to use meister money on mitzvahs, so who can buy svarim? Why not? So the Taz brings down Avos Chesed, passing that way, who can use meister money to buy svarim? However, says the Taz, you have to run inside, that's becheskas meister money, that's not my sefer. Therefore, after 120 you pass away, your kids won't say it's theirs. They'll know it's tzedakah. You have to run inside, it's tzedakah. Says Mchaim Knievsky, that it was not good then in those days when svarim were not very common and were not in use. And therefore, people, when you bought a sefer, everyone knew you had it. You were knocking the door and you borrowed from somebody. Therefore, in those days, you can buy with meister money svarim. Help is manazet, since everyone has svarim. And if you buy a sefer and leave the house, those who come and use your sefer, and it's just be on the shelf just for you, your own private use, then the Chaim Knievsky said it's manazet, you should not buy svarim. However, so if you first buy svarim and give it to yeshiva straight, it's only fine. Yeah, great name. You have to write the cheskes meister money. If you give it to yeshiva and you put it on the shelf, that's only fine. But even if you write, you put it wherever you want, it's fine also. Right? I know the place can pass in that. Let's say you come to Israel for a year or two, whether you're married or you're bachur, and let's say you want a shas and you're dear, whether you're married or you're bachur, the place can say that we're not giving you shas from America, and you want a shas in your house. The place can say, but then you can use meister money, because in a year or two afterwards, you can give it to the yeshiva, you can give it to the mirror, to any yeshiva, any kol, you can give it away. Just you're holding in your house for a year or two, then the place can be mazir on mekel, because the etzem, it is meister money, and you let anyone actually know, you let them use it, except you're using it for a year until you move back to the States, and then you do give it back, then you give it to yeshiva, and let the yeshiva use the shas. When you give meister, for what can you give meister for? So let's say you get return for the maestro. The marshal, you give money to the yeshiva for a dinner seat, and you get a meal in return. The yeshiva seat for the dinner costs $500. So the maestro, can you give all $500 for maestro or not? So the person can say, even if it's going to yeshiva, it's going for Torah, it's not a mitzvah, for Torah, Avada give you maestro money for it, be a machzik Torah. So do you have to give? Can you give it all for maestro or not? So the person can say, since you're getting a meal that has value, let's say the meal is worth $50, you have to take off the $50. That you cannot take it from meister. That means ticket's $500. So $50 cannot be meister, and $450 can be meister. Or another case is you buy a seat in the Beis Medrash, or if you're in the Rayim, you buy a seat in the Shul. So they charge, let's say, for a seat in the Shul, $3,000. So you're also getting a seat back, getting something substantial back. So again, the price can say, if the seat, let's say, worth $1,000, that cannot be from meister, and $2,000 can be from meister. Because again, whenever you get something for it, you cannot use meister money. What? Seat worth? You can throw a guy out of the seat. What? It has value. Would you pay for a stamazoy? It's my mockum. You have a seat. Would you pay? a seat in the mirror, you would pay your $50. You would pay for it. In the mirror? No. No, it's better for sure. Depends where. But anyone who paid in the mirror, for a seat in the mirror, it has a value. So the mice, therefore, the price can say the same thing. You want to buy a Chinese auction ticket or raffle ticket. Depends. What is the value of the ticket? Let's say, you know, you can buy a ticket. They're giving away $10,000. So the ticket SM has a chance. A person in the street will pay. People buy a lottery for a dollar. They do pay. It has a value. Therefore, a dollar certainly has a value. Let's say the ticket is selling for $10. So at least $1 you can take the mice money. What is not the value, above the value, the $9 going to the stock, that you can take the mice money. But the value of the ticket itself, that you can't. Because you're getting something back, has a shavius. Therefore, Ramosha says, in Archaim, Chelik Dalad, and Simon I involved, that again, the value itself by raffle ticket, that you cannot spend for mice money. He said, let's say you win. If you win, then he says, let's say the ticket was $10, he says, better give back the $9. It's toiv. You don't have to, but it's toiv. And if you win, he says, let's say you win $10,000. The 10%, you have to give mice. You don't give mice. You have to give mice from what you win, because it's a revach. And that 10% should go back to that moise, to that specific tzedakah. You should not give it to anyone else. You should give it specifically to that moise. Why? Could be they expect to get it back. Could be the different adapter moise. Again, these are things that when you get a value back from it, you cannot take it off a mice. Let's say you want to put an item in the journal, the mirror journal, to give a course to your rabbi of Nissen, the Bosher, can you give money from mice money? There, Rabbi Asher Paskins, that the etzem, you're not getting anything substantial back from it. You're just getting toivah tanoah. Then in echnami, the journal, in the ad in the journal, in the mirror, in echnami, you can give from all your mice money. Because you're not getting anything back from it. It has no etzem value. Now, when a person, as a person goes around collecting stalker, and he has to give for money, do you have to give money or not? So, the law is, let's say you did not give your chaimish yet, and he comes to ask you, you have to give him. How much? So the law of daimach soiro, that means whatever he needs, only a chiv upon the gavai, or upon the klal. Upon every person, there is no chiv to give daimach soiro, he has to give it, the shochanach, a little bit. Every person, if you did not give the chaimish yet, you should give a little bit. If you already gave your chaimish, the sefer halacha that says in Siman Reish Mem Tes, in Siv Dalet, a parting of Hillam, al yoshev dach nechlam, a person cannot turn away a poor person in shame. Can I a person, any single person who is your money, you have to give. Whether you already gave your chaimish, you did not give your chaimish, a person goes up and down the aisle in Shiva, and they ask you for money. If he's a poor person, you have to give him money. How much do you have to give him? So the pas again is that you should not al yoshev dach nichlam, you should not mevayish him. So to give him five agarot, five lachor, that's a bazoyim. That lachor you have to give a little more. A half a shekel people give. Well, let's say come to your house and you want to give only half a shekel. Also lachor that'll be a little bit bazoyim. You give a shekel, two shekels. Or in America, to give a person a nickel or a dime or a penny, lachor that'll be a bazoyim. Lachor you'd have to give something. In the shul usually they give a quarter. Or in the house they give a dollar. Lachor you have to give something that won't mevayish the person. Now, which person are we talking about? So again, the common in the mirror, the common people come around collecting the daniyim, and there are people collecting for the daniyim, the people are getting percentage of what they collect for the daniyim, and then there are people not in the daniyim. So who do you have to give to? So the Rav Shulman says he's mesupik exactly in Chelek Gimel is mesupik who do you have to give to? However, Chaim Knievsky in Perek Zayin in Derech Amunah, he paskin, the public says al yoshev dach, a poor person can't turn away. If a guy is going around saying or Shabbos or people for Shabbos or Yad Eliezer or whatever they're collecting for, there's no chiv, you don't have to give them. Once you already mekayim in the chaimish, you already gave your chaimish, there's no chiv to give these people. You say collecting Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim, there's no chiv to give them anymore. Even if he does, let's say he gets a percentage, which I don't think he does, but let's say he does get a percentage, so the Chaim Kanievsky still, since he's getting a percentage from the yeshiva, not from you, there's no chiyuv to give him. This din in the Shulchan Aruch that says any person that asks you, you have to give tzedakah, if an oni is asking you, a gabbai, a shliach, that you don't have to give to. There is, I saw the sefer of Avnei Yashba, in the Chelek Dalet Sim Kovalev, he wants to time this in that you have to give every person walking up and down. That's only if you recognize the person, he's not a rabbi, he's a real person. However, the person don't bring it down. What I heard today, someone told me, Sturmbach Paskins, the only people collecting you have to give because they're richer than you, they have more money than you. But I don't know, in the Svarim and the Paiskim, I don't see it that way. They don't say such a chilik. It sounds like the Pasha is like the Amor. That any person who is your money, you do have to give. And the fact that they're going around, they're collecting, that is self shows that's in their iron on the ani, and that's an army being revised themselves. That's the Mukhur, you wouldn't have the chiv to give them the Pashas. Now let's say a person, he has a guy coming up and down the aisle, he wants to give him money, and he takes out his shekel from his pocket, the guy walks by, he doesn't take it. Don't take it. Now what do you do with this money? Is it chiyuv to give the money to the tzedakah or not? So the Amar in Sivan Resh and Ches, in Siv Gimel, says, the person that thinks in his heart to give money, is the chiyuv to give it to the tzedakah. Why? The reason is because it says in the Torah, Kol Nedivlei by Melech Mishkan, that everything in your heart you had to give to the Mishkan. And tzedakah is nichol in Chumas Melech Mishkan. Tzedakah is the same get as Melech Mishkan, and therefore anything you have in your heart that you say you're going to give, you have to give. Now what does it mean in your heart that you decide to give? That you think in your heart, maybe I should give, maybe not. So the place can say, either Mishnah Berurah, Sim Tokov, Samach Beis, or Kol Lamed, or the Choshulchan, Sim Reish, and Ches, and Yerodeo. They say that you have to be machlit in your heart. You have to declare in your heart, I'm giving tzedakah. What does that mean exactly? How much to declare? Mishnah Berurah sounds like you have to say a Kabbalah believe. You have to let mamish be mekabel, like if you say before Hareini mekabel alatzmoi chun yilev, you also have to say it. Or the chashuv is a little bit different. It sounds like stam, the person has to be machlit, I'm giving this and this amount of money. But stam to say tomorrow we give money, or I'm going to give, or I think to give, that's not enough to mechayv yourself. So now, you plan to give this guy, he walked by, what do you do with this money? Or let's say the marshal, you give him a shekel, and he looks at you, what is it, a fifth? You get 10 shekels, a whole pocket, and he throws it back in your face. What do you do with it? Can you keep it? Or you have to give it to another honey or not? So that's happened, you got thrown back in the face. So what do you do with it? So first there's a Taz and Simon Reish Gimel. The Taz paskins that if you try to give it to an honey and does not accept it, you're potter for meiser. Potter. Why? Because you can't mechayv yourself that you have to mekabel it. You can't say, I'm giving to you and you have to mekabel it. You have to mechayv it upon a person. The Kabbalah is, I'm going to give. You gave. He said no. You stuck in a chanami, you're potter from your nedu. There's no more nedu anymore. Therefore, based upon this, also similarly, that the Yashiv and Chelik Dalad, for example, the Yashiv, that Hudin, if you mind to give an Ani, and he walks by and doesn't take it, it's the same Kavan Belev. Your Kavan was what? If he comes by and he put it in his hand and he takes it, then Echlami, it's Tzedakah. But if he does not have a mind, if he passes by and doesn't take it, Echlami, it's not Tzedakah, and therefore Echlami, you can keep it. That's how the Yashiv Haskins. Shlomo Zalman, in a Tfilikul Chosin, Perek Zayin, he has a little bit different Malach. He says, he writes over there that people have mind to give and they don't end up giving it, and they're over the avoyna and the darim. Why? Because they're going to believe boy to be zeich for the person. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman said the person should have gemur staff in his life. I'm not being zeich of him. I'm taking it out if he comes, if he does not come and does not get it, and if I should be mine. It should not be gemur medas. If you're gemur medas, then what do you do? So the halacha is a person cannot be mishanam ani la'ani. Meaning, if I have mind to give one ani, if I say I am giving you, and he walks away, I cannot give another ani. I have to give him. The lock is I keep mishana from one ani to another ani. Says it's tzedakah mishpat. That's daf when we say the pen. When I have it believe, I can mishana from one ani to another ani. Therefore, paskins, the chaznish and the rechamuno and the rabloi, then eich lami. If you have a mind to give an ani and you want to be machmer and he walked away, he's not around. Give it to another ani because the etim is tzedakah. So again, we have two sheetahs. Either we have the Yashiv sheet that holds that if he does not take it, it's yours, because it's understood but tonight that if he takes it, it's stock, if not, it's not. Or Shlomo Zalman's Malach sounds like you have to have gemur snatz for him not to be zoich in it. If you don't have gemur snatz, it's stocker. And what you do is they give it to a different oni. In a person who, when they... People, let's say, they've mocked tsar, or let's say they lost the gemara in the yeshiva. So the minig kadmon that they say elakod the mayor aneni. They say that the ebrishtav the mayor aneni answer me. Therefore, that's chus kamenisim happen, and you find the gemara. It's amazing. Or other the merapi tsaris, and it's brought down from kamakama achroinim. This minig is retchmas from the gemara ready. They should say elakod the mayor aneni. So now, what do you do with this money? He's saying who should go to a Meir Balanes. Now there are yeshivas of Meir Balanes, or there's his cave. Who do you give it to? Give it to whoever you want. What do you do with this money that you have? So the Seichemed in Asifas Dinim and of Eretz Yisrael in Yisrael, he brings out from the Sefer Emes Liakov when you say Elokei Demei Aneni, or you say I'm giving to a Meir Balanes, means you have to give it to the caver. People who learn by the caver, people who use the nails by the caver, and it has to go to Tveria by the caver. Yes, Mamash, give it right there, send it there. The Seichemah brings down the Chaim Pelagi, Lev Chaim, in Chelik Beis, that he argues, and he says, no, you have to give it to Tveria. Chaim Balanes means the whole Mokum Trayah, that's his kavers, that's good enough. However, the Paiskim, Manenu, who are down Likud Svarim, say not that way, that the Shuvas Maria Sad, the Chalik Allah Simon Shintezval, says, when a person says he's giving to a Mea Balanes, he means he's giving to Eretz Yisrael. Who is this from? From Maria Cairo, from the Beis Halevi, Beis Yosef, and from the Ram Al-Sheikh. They both say, when you say Mea Balanes, what does that mean? That means not Feria, not the Kaiva, it means a near Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, if you say it in America, you have to send the money to Eretz Yisrael, meaning any Ani in Eretz Yisrael, or any Moist in Eretz Yisrael. If you say Eretz Yisrael, give it to any Ani, Echraimi, your Mekayim, your Chiv, with this Indian of giving any Ani, then that's good enough. It's brought down the way in Stokka, Mishpah, it's brought down the way in Mitzstokka, that giving to anyone in Eretz Yisrael is enough, that is considered a Meir Balnes. Not Dafka by Meir Sharma in the corner, it says a Meir Balnes, you want to give it Dafka there, it means any Ani in Eretz Yisrael. This is the Kumar we mentioned until now, that the others, from kind of in your Meister, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Chiva Meister is Machlokes if it's to Rabbanon, if it's to Reiso, or it's an Hagat Toivo, the Minig is, the right place can pass him, it's a Minig Toivo. Therefore, since a Minig Toivo, you should make sure you're not making to Neder of a Reiso. Therefore, every person say in the beginning of Bli Neder. If you have to give Meister for what your father gives you, so the first thing you should always do is ask him, can I give Meister or can I not give Meister? If he does not say anything, then it's a set amount. He's giving you money for specific things, then you cannot give ma'aser the chashash gazelo. If he gives you money, stamazoi, and you can do whatever you want with it, Rabbi Asher says you want to give ma'aser, and the Sturbach and the Shomazama says you have to give ma'aser. Let's say you're married, and your father gives you money to sell learn Barabkos, the Moshe again says you cannot give ma'aser, Tadasa Noisen, and he wants to learn Barabkos, and does not want you to spend the money on ma'aser. If you get matonis that are objects, do you have to give ma'aser from it? It's machloikis. If you get money for specific things, do you have to give ma'aser from it? Again, it's a machloikis. On a mitzvah, can you mekayim ma'aser by buying a mitzvah? So mitzvah chiyumis, you cannot. A mitzvah chiyumis, if you make a tznai before you give ma'aser that you're doing with the mitzvahs, and you're not doing the mitzvah any other way, you can give ma'aser from it. If you're going to get things back from it, can you give ma'aser, like getting a seat in the base medrash, can you give money for ma'aser? The lockers you cannot. The value of the seat, more than that, you can give for ma'aser, or from a Chinese auction, the value of the ticket you cannot give for ma'aser. Whoever is you, the lock is, you have to give him tzedakah. When whoever is you, kol shol, whoever 6 out of 10 you have to give, that's dafka, a person who's a real ani, a shliach, you do not have to give. That's what Chaim Kaminsky paskins. A person who thinks in his heart to give money, he has to give money. Let's say the person is not makabel the money, you do not have to give him. Let's say he walks by, what to do with the money? So the Rashi says you can keep it. So Mazaman says you should have gemiras das. They should not. That should be for yourself beforehand. However, if you want to be makabel, you can give it to another ani, even though it's also to give one ani to another ani. That's dafka per and not believe. It says in the Rambam in Perek Yud and Hilchos Matzot Avyonim that Chayov Ma'odam Lizov Mitzvah Shaka Yisa Mikol Mitzvah Zafei. This is Rambam, but a person is a chiv to be Zor Mitzvah Shaka more than any Mitzvah Zafei. Zor is Shaka more than any other Mitzvah. So one of the reasons brought down the Derech Amunah Chaim Kanievsky is Tzedakah Kamiyus Chasodim is Kulam Kneg Kol Mitzvahs. Tzedakah and Kamiyus Chasodim is Kneg all the Mitzvahs. So Tzedakah allows a person to work upon doing Chesed. So just maybe an idea what a person could do out Chesed is that they put the signs in Yeshiva, I think today, that all the Svarim that was over left over from last month by Friday morning by 8 o'clock, they're taking away all the Svarim and the Yeshiva gets to keep it. So Al Tachiva shows the way the Pashas does not. But a person, if they have time, Bena Storm, they have the 10 minutes of schmoozing their friend, maybe they should go down, open up all the Svarim they see, check, see the guy's name, and return it. Mekayim Chesed. And then it's a wonderful Indian. I've lost so many Swam and Yeshiva, and then it makes a person, when you give it back to Sefer, you see a smile on his face, it's Gevaldik, and you give it back to Sefer, it's Gevaldik. And it's about caution that everyone should Mekayim Chesed, Mekayim Mitzvah Yimitz of Chesed, and then Echadami spend some time returning it. In fact, Mezech, Mekayim, this Mitzvah, Sait Stoker, Sait Mus Chesedim of Hashem Seveda, which is the Kenegah Kol Mitzvahs.